Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, May 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where distant rumblings threaten an outbreak of war and humanitarian disaster. In the lull, Grace Ministries International's Jim Mullenkamp says their team is providing training for church leaders at a special conference.
They're working at the grassroots level with the average Congolese who has had their lives torn apart. Often they haven't been able to farm because it's been too dangerous, and so they're left with nothing. And the church is the one thing that's been a constant in their lives.
Next, the new international director of SIM has issued a call to the mission and others to focus on prayer for the next 10 days. Malcolm McGregor wants to use this time between Ascension and Pentecost to pray specifically for the need of spiritual renewal. The practice was first introduced in 1998 by the former SIM director. McGregor says God will bless if we come to him humbly in faith. The 10-day period runs from May 20th through the 30th. And Oasis International Training Center near Accra, Ghana, is a symbol of hope. Oasis International's Bishop Alvina Miller says that was never so clear as it was when she congratulated one of their handicapped students at graduation.
He wants to earn his own living, so he will not have to depend on people. We also are developing Christians into preaching, and they become ministers.
Pray they'll be ready to accommodate the growth. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.